Welcome to the Moms in Prayer podcast, a place where we put our finger on the pulse of what's happening in the world today so we can better pray for and equip the next generation. Our focus will always be revival and spiritual awakening in our children, our schools, and our motherhood. We're so glad you're here with us. Let's get started. Hey friend, can you believe how fast summer is going? I'm your host, Leenie Heiss, and this is episode 60 of the Moms in Prayer podcast. Today is week 3 of our month of short training podcasts to help you build a lasting prayer legacy for your children and schools using Moms in Prayer's 4 steps of prayer. Today I'm joined by Mid-Atlantic Division Coordinator Barb Cole and Southeast Division Coordinator Marcy Russo. If you have missed any of the last 3 podcasts, simply scroll back to episode 57 with USA Country Coordinator Susan Shepherd, episode 58 covering praise, episode 59 talking about confession. We're trying to be relentlessly helpful as you prepare to lead or train your groups in the fall. As an area coordinator, I know how easy it is to drift from the 4 steps if you aren't brushed up and familiar. Everyone can use a brush up. Before we jump in, registration is quickly filling to our global celebration, Awaken Hope, in Southern California in October. Have you registered yet? I so hope to see all of you and hug your necks. There is still room for you. Jump on the website to register for Awaken Hope at momsinprayer.org. Also, our president, Sally Burke's new book releases in just a couple weeks. It's called Raise Them Up, and I've gotten a sneak peek. You are going to want to pre-order it right away wherever books are sold. I'm so thankful for the Thanksgiving element of our Moms in Prayer groups. It has really been life-changing for me. Without any further ado, let's get started. Well, in our last episode, we discussed confession, the second step of a Moms in Prayer hour, and all the benefits of our time of silent confession. We also modeled what leading through the transitions from praise to confession and confession to Thanksgiving would sound like in a typical Moms in Prayer meeting. If you missed that episode, be sure to head back and listen to that one as well. Today, I'm joined by my friends, Barb Cole and Marcy Russo, to discuss the third step of prayer, Thanksgiving. Barb and Marcy, welcome to the Moms in Prayer podcast.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hi, Lee. It's great to be with you.
Well, Marcy, let's start with you. Would you briefly introduce yourself to us and explain your Moms in Prayer? How did you get here?
Sure. Well, currently, I'm the Southeast Division Coordinator for Moms in Prayer, serving Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. But before that, 19 years ago, we moved to Florida. Our children were small, 3, 6, and 8. And I heard Moms in Prayer on the radio demonstrating the 4 steps of prayer and praying scripturally for one another's children and our schools. And I was hooked. I knew I had to have women like this in my life as I raised my children. And so ever since then, I've either been a member, a leader, an area coordinator, state coordinator for Florida, and now the division coordinator. So Moms in Prayer has been a passion of mine for 19 years.
I love the longevity in this ministry. Barb, tell us your story.
Well, I started in Moms in Prayer 22 years ago, and I have been a leader during all of those 22 years. At that time, our oldest son was a senior in high school, and he was preparing to go to a university 850 miles away. And I knew I needed other moms to join with me in prayer. And so today, we are now a grandma's group. And so we're praying for our grown children and our grandchildren. All along the way, God just kind of spurred me to say yes to positions like area coordinator and then Pennsylvania State coordinator. And now I am the division coordinator for the Mid-Atlantic states, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Delaware, and New Jersey. But in addition to that, because I've been on mission trips, I serve as a country helper to several Western Caribbean islands, and that is great fun.
Wow. It is so fun to just represent the international aspect of our ministry right here, too. Well, you guys, aren't you so glad you got picked to be the trainers on this episode? Thanksgiving is the best. And such a powerful time during our Moms in Prayer hour.
Yes, I agree. It's really the time when my faith, I think, gets strengthened. It's like Sally says in her book, when you offer up thanks to God, you immediately raise that shield of faith. And that's what is able to stop the fiery darts and flames from the enemy. So that's what really strengthens my faith when we offer up those thanksgivings.
I agree. And Thanksgiving is one of my favorite parts because who doesn't enjoy hearing good news? Mm-hmm. And we may show up at our moms and prayer groups just down in the dumps. I mean, we are in the treadmill of life. Things are sad and hard and difficult at times, but we come together. And I tell you, moms and prayer women are the most thankful women I've ever been with because we are practicing in everything, give thanks and be watchful, be devoted to prayer and be watchful and thankful, as Colossians says. Mm. So we are watching how God is moving, even when things maybe aren't going as maybe we would hope or like. We can give thanks and in all things, trusting that God is faithful and He is sovereign.
Mm. Well, Barb, tell us how our time of Thanksgiving, step three, is different than our time of praise, which is step one.
And you know, that's a question that women often ask me. So praise is when we are focusing on who God is. We have attributes to choose from. We have the names of God. We have the character. We're just focusing on who He is and offering praise. But when we get to our Thanksgiving time, we're getting real specific. We're thanking Him for what He has done. And most often, that's in answer to what we've been asking Him for in intercession time over our years or months or even weeks with Moms in Prayer Moms.
So what kinds of things are we thanking Him for?
Well, pretty much everything. But we specifically, we thank Him for what He's done. And we say, especially in response to our prayers that we've been asking Him for, but otherwise as well, because as we pray and intercede for our children and we ask for things, we discover that most often God gives circumstances what He thinks is best, and it's not always what we want to see. That's been a real learning curve for me. It's changed my prayer life because I am, as Marcy said, I'm becoming more watchful for how He's answering prayers, and it's not always the way I would want Him to. But He always knows best. So we thank Him for what we see Him doing in response to our prayers and otherwise. And we thank Him for His mighty deeds. I love Psalm 77, verses 11 and 12. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will meditate on all your works and consider all your deeds. And when we see Him doing these things, it's just our natural response to be thankful to Him for those.
Oh, man, that's such a good explanation. Marcy, God tells us to be thankful too, right?
Yes. Throughout scripture, He confirms it over and tells us it is His will for us. It's His command. It brings Him honor and it brings us peace as we give thanks. In fact, there's research from Harvard Health and throughout many reputable research, scientific research on brain science and what thanksgiving and gratitude actually does for us, decreasing anxiety and bringing us peace. And what does the scripture tell us? Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, from Philippians 4, 6 to 7. So God knew. He's the creator of our minds. He knits our souls and our minds, our spirits together so that in our bodies, it's all interrelated, so that giving thanks actually increases our well-being. And there's science behind the scripture filling us with peace, even in the tough stuff.
So we're supposed to thank Him for even things that we're not very thankful for.
Yeah. Yes. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And again, think about in the Old Testament, the kings would send the thankers and the praisers up to the first front line of battle. And think of what that must have done to those trembling in their boots, literally thinking of the great armies they were coming against. And God defeated the enemy. I think of Jehoshaphat and his battle. So giving thanks in all circumstances, and let God handle the rest.
It's so powerful too. It's like it transforms and sets apart even the most difficult situations. And we can be convinced that God is working. If we can't thank him for anything else, we can thank him that we know that he is working all things according to his will. Barb, we're going to need to model this for everybody so that they can hear it. Would you be our group leader today? And Marcy and I will pray in agreement with you and add some thanksgiving of our own. It's easy to pray in agreement when there are two people because you mostly just take turns. We know that. But we wanted our friends to hear what it sounds like when you pray with three people. So then can you also model those transitions for us too into Thanksgiving and out of Thanksgiving into a time of intercession?
Sure. Father, we are so grateful for the forgiveness and cleansing that you give us when we confess our sins. And now we offer up to you our thanks for what you've done. Oh Lord, I am so thankful for the way you provided everything that Sarah and I needed for our trip last week to share Moms in Prayer on the Caribbean island of St. Lucia. You so guided our every step before, during, and after that trip.
Oh, I agree, and we rejoice with Barb on this good news, showing your faithfulness to her and Sarah, as well as to all of those who heard the good news. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, and Lord, I'm just so thankful. You heard my prayer last week when I asked for your help in an IEP meeting for my daughter. Thank you that we had just the right words to express the needs that my daughter has to her teachers.
Father, I agree with Lee, and thank you so much for being present there and helping them articulate Gabby's needs so that she can receive the help that she needs. Thank you.
And thank you, Lord, for providing this teacher of compassion who took the time to listen and hear and respond to Gabby's needs. Thank you, Lord, for this teacher and for showing your faithfulness to Gabby. Lord God, I just want to thank you for hearing our prayers for growing our Moms in Prayer group and bringing a woman to town who called me and has a elementary, middle schooler, and high schooler. And she is going to be praying in our Moms in Prayer group, as well as her husband, who is a Christian, will be teaching at our new public high school. And these are both answers to specific prayers we've been praying for not only our Moms in Prayer group, but for our school. So thank you, Lord.
Oh, Father, we're so grateful for the way you provided a double blessing in the form of one family. We thank you for this new mom to join this Moms in Prayer group, and we thank you for the new Christian teacher at our school. You are so good. Thank you. And Father, even for those circumstances where we aren't seeing answers yet, we give you thanks because we know you are the faithful God. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now, ladies, there really isn't a need to form more than one group today because there's three of us. So we can go right to intercession, but you have to choose just one child to pray for. So as soon as you've done that, we're just going to go right ahead. Lee, are you ready to start us off by praying for your child using 1 Corinthians 10:13?
And that's it. That's exactly how Barb would transition if she was leading our Moms in Prayer group, which was good, by the way. I love praying with you guys. Isn't Thanksgiving the best? Okay, so Marcy, what happens though if someone doesn't agree with a prayer and you're the one leading the group, you know? So somebody just forgets to echo and repeat that prayer back to the Lord. What happens?
Okay, and this happens a lot. So if you're a group leader, don't get upset, because in our prayer circles outside of Moms in Prayer, typically there is not agreement prayer with Thanksgiving. It's just, what do we call it? A praise report. So someone says something and the next person says their thanks, and there's nobody ever piggybacks on that. So that's what I love about Moms in Prayer. We have a party. So if that's not being done, when that happens, I like to go back and agree in prayer with the thanksgiving that was done, and also agree with maybe the next one that had been piggybacked onto the other one and just model that for the ladies. Sometimes I'll go back the following week and say, hey, this is why we like to give thanks and agree on it before going into the next thanks, is because if we're having a conversation with someone and we are super excited to tell them that we just want a trip to Hawaii, and someone changes the subject and says something totally different, we're like left hanging. Like, wait a minute, what happened to the excitement I'm sharing? So we do like to do that. And it gives glory to God in greater ways.
That's so good. Do you guys keep your prayer sheets from week to week?
Yes, I do. I love to write on them as we pray, because it reminds me the following week, I might have even forgotten that we prayed so specifically. And I go back and I read it. I'm like, oh my goodness, that has exactly taken place. And it builds our faith. And again, we're being prayerful and watchful, and we return and give thanks.
Yes, we keep our prayer sheets too. In fact, I'm not the only one as the leader. My other moms have these little folders that they keep. And if I miss one, like what we want like to do at the end of our school year is I just tabulate all of those Thanksgivings. And we have a time of celebration apart from our Moms in Prayer Hour where we're just enjoying some refreshments and we are going through those Thanksgivings. And if I miss one, the moms will pull out their folders and say, hey, what about this?
Oh man, isn't that so fun? We are the celebrators in Moms in Prayer because we know and we see that God is working, I mean, in mind-blowing ways as we pray to Him. You guys, this was so easy and so fun. Thanks for helping us understand our third step of prayer, Thanksgiving.
Well, thanks for having us. This has been fun.
Thank you, Lee. I just love encouraging new moms to join Moms in Prayer. And this is an hour invested, not spent, for eternity for your children.
Amen.
Wasn't that helpful? Isn't it fun to spend time in Thanksgiving with the women who have prayed diligently for your children beside you? Thanksgiving is the best. We hope you are savoring these lazy days of summer with your family, but tuning in each week to keep cultivating your heart for a global impact on the next generation through prayer. Moms are making the difference, friends. Moms who have 1,000 reasons to be thankful. Moms just like you. See you next week.